This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, wheat field conditions vary depending on where you farm in southern Illinois. At least that was the conclusion from the Southern Illinois Wheat Tour on Tuesday. Illinois Wheat Association President John Ernst of Alhambra says some disease was present in the counties he toured, but he doesn't think it will have a big effect on yields.
Well, the first thing that we notice is the wheat crop is extremely early this year. I'd say on my own farm we're probably looking around the 6th or the 8th of June to start harvesting, which is, you know, a good 2 to 3 weeks earlier than normal. With all the recent rainfall, we saw a little bit of extra leaf disease. It wasn't the stripe rust that we had seen last year that was so devastating, but it was more septoria, which starts out in the soil and gets rain splashed up on the plant. And with all the rain we had, I guess there was, you know, quite a bit of opportunities for that to happen. Scab was present in quite a few fields, but I think with the newer varieties, we're seeing it limited to, you know, individual spikelets or maybe a half a head, and not really a widespread problem, but it could still mean that we have, you know, slightly higher vomitoxin levels whenever we combine, so we might want to turn our fans up and pull a little bit more out of the back and try and maintain a good quality crop for the buyer.
Well, I know on this tour, I went last year, and you take stand counts, and then there's an estimate of what the yield's going to be. So I don't know if you can share any of that with us. And also, part two of this question is, are the diseases that you saw, are you thinking those are going to affect the yield at all?
The diseases we saw shouldn't affect the yield too much. Stripe rust was pretty severe last year, and we've had bad scab issues in the past, but it could speed up maturity and knock a couple bushels off. I forget the exact numbers that we come up with for the state. I think they were like 2 bushel less than last year's tour, around 63 bushel. Overall, it was pretty variable stories from the different tour groups that we heard from. I think St. Clair County area, they said that every wheat field looked spectacular and they were hoping for record yields, and over more towards southern Illinois, over by Indiana, they were saying that water was really an issue, and places where there was ponding, there was, you know, the wheat crop had bleached out and died already. And so it was highly variable. What we saw on the field on our tour, we saw good stand counts. I think there were some places where maybe we had too many tillers and some of them heads were real small. And we probably have lost some nitrogen, which I think here in the later stages of the maturing process, it's really starting to show up and kind of trimming yields a little bit.
And on your tour, I believe you started in Mount Olive at Monell Milling. So then did you just work your way south from there, or maybe what areas did you hit?
Well, from there, we headed a little bit north, and then we headed straight east, and we wandered through some country that I had never seen before, but we eventually made our way back to civilization. So we hit Magoopin and then Montgomery, and then traveled a little bit through Bond, and then we wandered our way through Madison. Pretty well the same path that we took last year, but just different roads.
Yeah, of those wheat fields, were most of the fields planted in rows? Was some of it broadcast, or I wasn't sure if there was a difference, or was most of it planted the same?
Pretty well all the wheat we saw was 7.5-inch drilled rows. We did see a little bit of 15-inch wheat, and we stopped at one broadcast field, but it was pretty apparent that I think it was just meant for a cover crop, and he had killed some off and he had left some, and so we didn't actually do a count on that farm because we figured it probably wasn't a farm intended to be harvested for grain.
Okay, well, sounds good. Sounds like things went fairly well for the tour. John, being president of the Wheat Association now, you've got basically, I think, a year under your belt. So anything going on with the association that you'd like to share with us?
This winter we did try something new. We had our winter forum in connection with the Illinois Soybean Association and kind of talked a little bit more about double crop beans. We had a really, really great turnout for that meeting, and I think it's something that we're looking forward to doing in the future. So it's a pretty good meeting to attend.
Illinois Wheat Association President from Alhambra, John Ernst. And we'll have more farm news in just a moment. A Reuters report says President Trump's budget proposal contains $46.5 billion in cuts to government funding in the ag sector, with those cuts spread out over 10 years. The biggest proposed cut is $38 billion from farm support programs. Those cuts include new limits on federal subsidies for crop insurance premiums and a cap on potential commodity program payments. The president proposes a 36% cut in the federally subsidized crop insurance program. That's a larger cut than what the Obama administration proposed and was ultimately rejected by farm state lawmakers. Crop insurance cuts would yield the largest savings, including $16.2 billion by limiting the government's share of premiums. It would also save $11.9 billion by eliminating the harvest price option. The proposed budget cuts would actually eliminate the Rural Development Program, which provides zero interest loans to rural utilities and support to rural businesses. It would also reduce government costs for federal inspectors at meat plants in 2 years by adding $600 million in user fees for the USDA Food Safety and Inspection Service. Well, and as you can imagine, several major ag organizations and lawmakers representing farm states reacted negatively to the president's budget proposals. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall says agriculture has done more than its fair share to help reduce the deficit over the years. Duvall says the administration's budget proposal fails to recognize agriculture's current financial challenges or its historical contribution to deficit reduction. The National Farmers Union called the president's budget proposal an assault on the farm safety net and rural communities. He said it's deeply disappointing that the president would propose such cuts, especially in the midst of a farm crisis that has families who've lost 50% of their farm income over the past few years. Again, that was NFU President Roger Johnson. The U.S. Wheat Association is disappointed that the budget proposal eliminates funding for the USDA's Market Access Program and the Foreign Market Development Program. U.S. Wheat President Alan Tracy says without funding for the vital programs, we would not be able to continue the training necessary to promote our product, and our competitors would swoop in and overtake American producers in foreign markets. He adds that the effect on wheat prices would be obvious. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.